In the language of miners, any movement underground, including walking, is referred to as travelling, which is why the miner travels when he walks. Once he found the coveted ore and extracted it from the rock, he needed to get it up into the light of day. Since the earliest days of mining, ladders and stairs carved out of logs were used to bridge the gaps between different levels inside mines. Along with keeping water at bay, the transportation of rocks posed the most difficult technological challenge. A windlass was used as early as the beginning of the 12th century. A wooden vat attached to a rope was lowered and raised by winding the rope around a horizontally supported log. The windlass was operated by a designated labourer called a winder, who hoisted the ore from one subterranean level to the next higher one. Sometimes boys were employed as carriers to transport the ore up to the surface on metal sheets or in tube-shaped leather sacks.